This Earwolf podcast is brought to you by Pepsi Next, the next big thing in cola.
Today's episode is brought to you by Comedy Bang Bang on IFC, adapted from the Earwolf podcast. You can find Comedy Bang Bang Friday nights at 10 p.m. on IFC.
Bonus episode, Horatio Sands and Sean Conroy.
Hey guys, I'm calling from the road. I'm touring Freak Dance. You can get it on video on demand, but this is the bonus episode. This was one of those scenes where we talked a lot more than we improvised. But hey, it needs to be heard. Check out the bonus episode.
What is bothering you?
Guys, this is the part of the show where we talk about what's pissing us off. So I'll give you guys a chance to air first. You got anything bothering you? You want to get off your chest? I'll give you for example. You tell me if you want to ride this wave. Have you ever had to change any information, like with the operator online? I don't know what it'd be. I just had to do it a lot with my dad stuff, like closing accounts and transferring air miles and stuff like that, where they say, okay, all you got to do is fax us over. So why are people still using fax machines? And then I'll say, can I email you? Can I scan an email? No, you'll need to fax it over. And then what happens when you fax things? They're just in a fucking...
Right, a pile of stuff.
They're just a piece of paper sitting somewhere in Des Moines or India or a goddamn island somewhere. Mm-hmm. They're just so far away and just unaccountable. You can't account for it. And we were just doing Southwest Airlines this week. Went through it three times, calling, doing something, faxing them, and then calling back them saying they have no record of it. What do you fucking do? Why?
I think it's probably because corporations are so thoughtless about like how they do things. Like how would you change the corporate culture? Like it would be.
Seems like it's easier for everyone.
Yeah, but they would have to
scan and like, email.
Set up the infrastructure for people to be able to do that. And that would cost them money, which they don't want to spend.
That must be it, because obviously the infrastructure isn't working
right, as
is. What else is like that, where you're like, God damn, are you really still doing it that way? And them getting all righteous on you is the other side of it, too. Just fax it in.
Well, I don't really think about that stuff too much.
Well, you're not a citizen.
No, I don't pay bills. I don't fly anywhere. I'm off the radar a little
totally
bit.
Totally off the grid.
Yeah. But I was thinking about things that really make me angry, and it's people that don't use turn signals. This is like the closest I get to road rage. Is when people don't use turn signals. And I wonder if it's completely glossed over when people get their licenses.
It's another one of those selfish things in life that, like, it doesn't – a turn signal is for no one but everybody. It's not for you. It's for everybody else. Like, it doesn't – the turn signal, I'm pretty – I can't logically think of how it helps you out, except if you don't be rammed in the back, basically. But, yeah, you get outraged when – you're going fucking 35 miles an hour, and all of a sudden they turn, and they didn't give you any fucking warning, and they're just being assholes.
And I would broaden that out because it's such a cliche thing to say, but living in Los Angeles has made me realize no one should have a driver's license. People are terrible, terrible drivers in every way.
But I should, because I'm a great driver. It isn't everybody. It should be fucking survival of the fittest. You should.
Yeah, but how do you account for that? Like, I don't disagree that some people know how to drive, but most people are terrible.
It should
be
like the Wild West, and people should have guns and be able to shoot.
You could shoot somebody, or
shoot their fucking tires out.
Right.
Or like bird shit guns.
We should collect
bird shit and then shoot people's windshields with bird shit.
That's a good one, because you're not physically hurting them. You're just saying you're a fucking
asshole. And then
everybody
would see bird shit on their window and go, that guy's an asshole.
I'm going to stay away from him because he's probably not going to use his turn signal.
Problem is, people would then abuse the privilege of using their bird shit guns.
And people would be shooting homeless people with bird shit guns. You're right.
They would shoot that guy who says he fucked a buffalo.
Here's a scenario. At the fucking airport, if you follow my Twitter, I took a photo of this about a week ago. It's still there. It doesn't matter what I'm on. Yeah, it wasn't Southwest. It was just American Airlines. And they announced, don't stand until your row is called. But fucking stands up. And that's not as bad to me, because they all want... And everyone's head is, I want to get my luggage on and put it in the compartment before everybody else does. I don't know what else they could be thinking, because they're going to get their seat. They already have that assigned. So why else do they need to be fucking
first in line? But it's also a mass mentality. It's like, oh, those people are standing up. I don't want them to get there before I do.
But what's there? It's only to there is a place for their luggage, I guess. But it's not just that the selfishness and greed of getting up before you're asked to. They always block.
Right.
The rest of the airport who's trying to get by to other gates. That drives me crazy. They're just sitting there blocking like a bunch of goddamn animals. They could form a line, which they're not even supposed to, which would make it fair. Like, I got up first. I'm in line first. I get on first. That would, even though you're not asked to stand, that would at least be human. But no, we're going to stand around like a bunch of goddamn cows that don't have any organization. And then when they do call our road, then all do this giant 20-person merge and act like there's some thing we're all doing that we've accepted and think is logical. But it's like, no, we're all a bunch of fucking selfish fucking cattle right now. Don't cut it any other way. And that day, I announced to the whole crowd, I was like, hey, guys, we're letting people pass by. There are people passing by to their gates. You got to block them. We got to block them. And so every time someone came through us, some woman came by with a baby in a carriage and was blocked by the whole crowd. And I was like, uh-oh, woman with baby in a carriage, you're letting her through. You're letting her get through. And people didn't know what to make of me. They didn't know what to do with like what I was trying. They couldn't deal with my levels of sarcasm.
Yeah, it is. It's irritating, but I think it comes from. I really do think it comes from people being nervous about not getting on the plane. Like that is the
state.
Can't
be that stupid.
They are that stupid, and that's the state that the airlines have gotten people to. That if you're not there right away when you're supposed to sit down, they might give away your seat.
Wow, that's so many levels of stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hate when people take like five things on the plane. You know, they stuff a bag underneath the chair, and then they have like a roll-on, and then they have another bag, and then they have a, you know, grocery bag with
pinatas.
With pinatas in it.
Yeah.
You're talking about Mexicans specifically. I agree with you.
They have a grocery bag with other Mexicans
in
it.
Yeah, it's like break down, bring the candy in one bag and the makings for the paper mache in the other, and then once you get there, make the pinata. The whole pinata is going to take up the whole goddamn baggage.
But Conroy brings up a really good thing, which is a new thing that's going on, and is that people are dressing up their smaller relatives like pinatas and putting them in overhead compartments.
So if you see a pinata on a plane, that's probably a person in disguise.
Yeah. You should definitely, like, poke it, and if it, you know, stick a pen in there. And
excuse me. You're only supposed to bring... one carry-on and one baggage that can fit in the overhead. How many items do you have here?
I have four items. I'm going to have them underneath the chair in front of me. And then
that's not possible. All these items, sir. Tell me what you have here.
I have it's private things, but stuff I got here on vacation, like you know, gifts for friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And what is this? It's a giant balloon of some kind. Do you want to deflate that for the trip?
I can't.
Bringing the whole balloon on?
It's helium, and it's part of the gift that I'm going to give my my brother when I get back to New York. It's right. A human-shaped balloon full of helium.
Yeah, I can see it's human-shaped. I understand helium is more of the gift than the balloon, but still, sir, it's taking up as much room as... How tall is this balloon?
It's 5'6".
Yeah, this is a big balloon, sir. I think we're going to have to deflate it to put it on.
Well, I mean, there's people coming out here with a lot of different things and babies and carts and stuff, and I don't see you telling them that...
Carts? No, we're not allowing anyone to bring any garbage on the plane. That would be absurd.
Okay.
There have been some babies, though, yes.
I just want to put my balloon in the overhead compartment. It's not
a full
flight.
Is this going to take a while because I have a flight to catch? Can I just go through?
Okay, sir, you too. You have more than two items.
Yeah, I have six items.
Six items.
Yeah. Okay, two of them are the same item, though.
Is that where the confusion was? No, because it doesn't.
So it's really five.
What's the one that's... What's two of the same?
They're two exactly the same bags.
Sir, that counts as two bags.
No,
I'm
it's like
sorry.
When you go to the express lane at the grocery store and you go through and you're like, well, I have six yogurts, but that counts as one item because you just ring it up six times.
Even then, I think I'd be angry at you if those were individual yogurts, not a yogurt pack.
Well, that's
pack.
On you.
If
that's
it was
your,
one yogurt
that's your
pack,
bone of contention
that would
to
be
pick
okay
with the world.
With six individuals of different flavors taking different packs,
but they're
that's
all the
six
same
different
price.
Items.
That's all the same price. You can just ring the same one up over and over again.
Yeah, but the time of ringing it over and over again is a lot of time.
I'm pretty sure those two bags have fake tits.
Excuse me?
The bags that he brought in.
Yeah?
They look like they have breasts.
That is true.
How could they not be fake tits? Why would a bag have real breasts?
Well, why would it have any kind of tits, sir? It looks like
it's
there's a woman inside.
It's a
it looks like
bag.
You have women inside your bag, sir. Do you want to open up this?
I would like to not open up this.
And where is your balloon going, sir?
It's going with me to New York.
No, I know, but it's already entering the plane. Hey, someone grab that balloon. All right, now, did you...
And balloon! Balloon! Get out of the cockpit! Balloon!
What the hell?
I'm sorry. It's a voice-controlled balloon.
It better be. This
so
is
I'm
going to
keep these two bags under my seat.
To for.
I'm going to keep these two bags under my seat just so they're safe.
How big are these bags?
24,
36,
24. Okay. I'll take one of those bags. I'll put one of those bags with
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Oh, says the guy with four items?
Yeah, I guess I can't.
Oh, I'll take them then. That's fine.
I'll take one of your bags into the bathroom. Do you mind?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm not stupid. You're sneaking people on the plane, right?
Yeah.
Those tits are actually the tits of a woman.
Yeah.
Pushing through the fabric,
I thought it would look right? like a novelty bag, but you're right.
And you, sir, you got somebody inside that
balloon. My brother's in the balloon. But listen, my brother, for what it's worth, is alive.
I figured since he ran into the cockpit. He probably can't see inside that balloon. You probably shouldn't have let go of him. Look, guys.
He's not a terrorist or anything. He's just can't
see. Don't say terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can't joke about that here either. Guys, I'm not a corporate person. I'll let you in with the balloon. Okay.
Thank you.
But the women in the small bags, they are worrying me unless they're contortionists. I feel like you should let them out.
They both work for Cirque du Soleil.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, there was a lot of talking, mostly me. What do I gotta say when you get me started on something that's bothering me? Well, check out Improv for Humans at the Del Close Marathon. If you live in New York, you're going to New York. We're going to be there June 30th at the UCB East Improv for Humans from noon to 3 o'clock. I'm going to do a ton of people doing Improv for Humans. See you there.
Welcome to the Pepsi Next Audio Taste Test. The next best thing to trying it in real life is trying it through your ear holes. Pop, says the Pepsi Next can, as you tilt it back and sip. A whiff of effervescence softly whispers, relax, my dear taste buds, relax. Together we can beat thirst. Instantly the taste registers. A sweetness Lady Justice couldn't have balanced more perfectly. And you ask yourself, is this why artists paint? Is this perfection? When suddenly, from the nether regions of your mind, you hear cries of, is this too good to be true? But, like Mother Nature comforting an orphaned lamb, the writing on the Pepsi Next can reassures you, I may have 60% less sugar than regular Pepsi, but this cola taste... this cola taste is real.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.